Exclusive to the Eye, Phil Space talks to Uggie, canine star of The Artist.
So, Uggie, you must be thrilled by the critical reaction to The Artist.
It's an amazing privilege to be part of a movie that basically reinvents the silent genre for a whole new audience.
So, is it frustrating not to be able to bark?
I'll tell you what, Phil, it made learning my lines a lot easier. No, but seriously, you have to do a lot more with facial expressions and you have to use your whole body. It becomes a very physical role. Begging, playing dead, walking on my hind legs.
And your trademark paws over the eyes trick.
Well, that's a homage to Lassie, Phil. I'm sure you spotted all the classic movie references. Rin Tin Tin, Toto, Muttley. Not that I'm in their league, obviously. They are legends.
Well, you're too modest, Aggie. A lot of people are saying you stole this film.
Well, I certainly stole the sausages. No, but seriously, I was very lucky to work with such wonderful actors as you know. The French ones whose names no one can remember.
And with this success, you must be able to demand what you like.
Success hasn't changed me. I've got a bigger kennel, obviously. It's easier to sniff more bottoms around town. But deep down, I'm still the same dog.
And what next for Uggie?
Well, I've got some very exciting projects in the pipeline. I'm up for the voice of Snowy in the Tintin sequel. Paws crossed. But I'm aware of the dangers of typecasting, so I'm hoping to play the part of Joey in War Horse 2. Any other questions?
Yes, can you get off my leg, please? Thank you for your time. Yeah.